You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I spoke to General Manager of Democracy Services from the Auckland Council, Marguerite Del Bay, on one-stop shops, which are booths set up to allow people to enrol and vote in the local elections at the same time. We also speak about voter turnout, lowering the voting age and civic engagement. I begin by asking her where these one-stop shops are.
We've got one-stop shops going around the universities to try and help students enrol and vote. And we've got one today at the University of Auckland in the atrium from midday to 4 p.m. Then on Tuesday the 8th at the Manukau Institute of Technology. Thursday the 10th of October at AUT, and Friday the 11th of October again at the University of Auckland. And all of these are from midday to 4 p.m. So really encourage students and university goers to make the most of the offering, enroll and vote at the same time.
Are there information about candidates and the processes at these one-stop shops?
So the information on candidates can be accessed on voteauckland.co.nz, and we don't have sort of computers at those one-stop shop because they're basically mobile stations, but people can certainly use their phone, go to Vote Auckland and look at the candidate profiles online.
Do you hope that these one-stop shops will increase voter turnout? How has that been looking?
We are definitely hoping that it will increase voter turnout and also give the opportunity to people who tend to vote less and young people, you know, 18 to 29 age group tends to vote less in the local elections. The turnout is looking a little bit slow at the moment, so really hoping to see it increase with one-stop shops and people just enjoying the convenience of enrolling and voting in one go.
Do you think there's a reason behind why the younger generation have less lower turnout?
Yeah, there's a whole range of reasons. I think education and having an understanding of the impact your vote has is a big part of it. And people don't always realise the how Auckland Council just impacts your everyday life and your local community. And once they realise that the decisions that are made by the council have a big impact, from the water you drink to your park facilities and libraries to your transport options, then people suddenly are more interested and sort of look at what the candidates are standing for.
Recently, the Green Party called for a lower voting age to 16. Do you think voter turnout would increase if there was a lower voting age?
I don't know. I certainly think that very thorough education for young people so that they understand the power of their vote would be crucial. So it would need to go, as any change, it would need to go with that change. But we run a poll earlier in the year just looking at people's interest in lowering the voting age, and interestingly, a majority of Aucklanders was against it. So I think there's still a little bit of work to do to get the population to accept that this would be a good option.
What would you hope to see in terms of education in high schools, perhaps, in terms of knowledge about local elections?
Definitely. I mean, just civics education in general, and people making the link between our political institutions and how they can influence them. Interestingly, I was listening to the Minister of Local Government last Friday, and she was talking at a conference, and one of the questions she got from the audience was whether local government sector would have the option of inputting into the history curriculum that the Prime Minister has recently announced would be made mandatory in schools. And she thought that the idea was interesting and that she would take it away. So I'm hoping that, you know, that whole education around history takes you to the history of our political institutions and democratic institutions in New Zealand, and will increase that understanding altogether of the power of your vote.
Mm. Other than the younger generation, are there other groups that you see have much lower turnout?
Well, traditionally, we do know for the research that we've done in Auckland that people who haven't been in Auckland for a very long time, lower socioeconomic groups, women and single women tend to vote less. So we are trying to develop initiatives to encourage these people to vote. Pacifica and Māori, South Aucklanders, Asian people, because they tend to be less well informed, tend to have lower participation rates.
Could you speak a little specifically on what these outreach look like?
So we started our outreach campaign before Christmas, and the first phase was a candidate campaign to actually encourage people to stand, you know, stand for council, because one of the reasons people tell us they don't vote is that there's not enough people like us to vote, like them to vote for. So certainly having a diversity of candidates would increase interest and participation by voters. And then we continued, we're in the new year working with different groups to try and explain the role of Auckland Council and why it's important to vote and how it can influence the decisions that the council make. And we did that ourselves through our voter engagement team and through partners for specific communities. And now the engagement team is flat out, you know, at one-stop shops working with communities to try and explain to people how to enroll and vote and why it's important.
Is this the first time one-stop shops have been available, or has it been something that's been quite regular?
We trialled it on a small scale in the last election, but this is the first time that we have a program of that magnitude with so many one-stop shops, and it's a very resource intensive, and we've got fantastic staff at Auckland Council who are volunteering their time and using their weekends, going to night markets, going to universities to make sure that we encourage people to vote. So I have to say it's been a fantastic dedication from the staff to try and make it happen.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.